For a few moments this morning, there is a word from the Lord as found in the letter, the epistle of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And it's a couple of verses here. We've got verses 6 through 8 and verses 16 through 18. As recorded according to the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition, 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8, 16 through 18 sounds like this, or reads as thus. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time for my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. 16. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. As we have heard the words of Paul to his disciple Timothy, and we've heard the Gospel of Luke speaking about the comparison between the Pharisees and the tax collector, I find in this letter to Timothy, Paul compares how his first defense went with how the Lord has stood with him through it all when nobody else would. Have you ever been in the midst of something and you looked for someone to give you support, to stand with you, to kind of be that rock that you could lean on? And in the midst of it, there was no rock to be found? Has there been a situation when even though no one was with you, you felt secure in what you were going through because you knew God, Christ, was with you from the beginning to the end? There's no comparison when it comes to trouble, even trouble we get ourselves into. You cannot compare what man will do for you because, let's be honest, sometimes we're only going to stand with you when there's something in it for us. Other times, we won't be there. But God, Christ, is going to always be with you no matter what's going on. There's no comparison to what is happening with us today and what God has taken us through to what he has got in store for us later on. The troubles we see now are totally different than the glories, the gifts that we will receive when we make it to heaven. I'm always reminded that we have to go through something in order to get something. Amen. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, I stand before you. An empty pitcher before a full fountain. Once more again, I ask that you would fill this fountain and overflow it. That you would allow this message, Father, of there is no comparison, to find its way out into those whom you've given an ear to hear. That this message would find its way out into those you've given a heart to receive. That this message, Father, would find its way out to those who you've given a will to do. So now, Father, it's message time. We ask that you would touch these lips take this voice and use it that you are heard and not me. This body that you would hide it so that only you are seen and not I. Now is the time, Father, that we know you're here and we thank you. So show out and move us from one stage to the next. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I like this passage of text, and I'm not going to use this. I want to go with this one this morning because I've done a lot of highlighting and writing. No comparison. Paul writes and says, he is already being poured out as a libation, and it's time for his departure to come. So he's quite aware that it's time to close his eyes and be awakened on that great getting up morning with God. He reminds us, however, that in this time, he knows that he's fought the good fight. He knows that he has finished the race. He knows that even in the midst of all of this, that he has kept the faith. He says, from now on, there is reserved for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And he tells us that, he tells Timothy that not only he is getting that crown, but all of those, all of us who long for Christ's appearing. That's the good news, that if we long and believe in Christ, in God, that he's coming back and there is a crown of righteousness for us. But then he began to talk to Timothy about what he went through. At my first offense, no one came to my support, but he said, all deserted me. In the midst of his trial, his tribulation, and as a follower, a believer of Christ, when it came time to do him in, no one stood with him. You know, we're in that mode, right? When something happens, we either have fight or flight. When it looks like it's going to be our life, the majority of us flee to preserve life. We don't stand for what is right when it's time. We don't stand for others who are doing right, who are standing on the word, we kind of desert them so that the light doesn't shine upon us and we're not caught up in the mist. Sounds about right. We want to be Christians. We want to be right, but we want longevity. Life a little more. So when something happens, we leave. We regroup and we come back. But Paul reminds us that even though everybody left him, God, the Lord, was right there and gave him the strength. So I'm here to let you know that there's no comparison to what God will do for you. If you're doing what thus saith the Lord, if you're doing what is right, God will stand with you. Amen. Then I had to look down at the Luke text. Two men went into a temple. I know you all know this passage very well, right? Two men went into the temple and one boasted about all his works. He prayed to God. He said, thank you, God, that I'm not like the other people. Not like the thieves. Not like the adulterers. And he made a point to point out that I'm not like that tax collector that's in here with me. He boasted about what he's done. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of my income to you. And he probably went on and on and on about what he's done. Have you ever had that prayer where it's all about you, what I've done, how I've made it, how I did this, and how I've done that? It's kind of like you're patting your own self on the back, right? No, nobody does that. Not even Bill when he wins first place. Sorry, Bill. We still congratulate you. That's a nice car. But he does not pat himself on the back. We get caught up in our own what I've done. Look about me. The woe is me. And it's all about me. And we very seldom realize that in the midst, God is in there. If God does not put his hand on it, does not give us the space to do it, it does not happen. We didn't wake up this morning of our own free will. It was all God. So then I went down and I began to look at the tax collector. And I must remind you to find yourself in here, because sometimes we boast like a Pharisees, but other times we have to step back as the tax collector. Christ told him, says that the tax collector stood far off. He didn't even make his way up to the altar. He didn't push forward to the front. Christ said he stood afar off, said he didn't even lift his eyes to heaven, but that he beat his breast, saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Christ did not say what the man said, but just those few simple words, that he beat his chest, he didn't cast his eyes up, that he asked for forgiveness because he was a sinner, made all the difference in the world. When you come to Christ, to God in a right position, we can then hear the words of Paul, as I stated, that he has been poured out, that he has fought the good fight, he's finished the race, and that there is a crown of righteousness waiting for him when we humble ourselves. When we admit to our faults, to our shortcomings, when we remind God that we're aware that we have made mistakes, that we're sorry, there's no comparison what God will do for you. When you humble yourself before Christ, Christ will exalt you before others. But when you place yourself high above everybody else, when you begin to talk about your good works so that you receive the glory, there's nothing left for God to do for you. He can't lift you up when you've already lifted yourself. He can't let his light shine through you when you've already dimmed it about what I have done. So as we're in our orange this morning, knowing that God is with us, let's begin to not compare ourselves with what God has done for us or done through us. We're only here because he's allowed us. We woke up this morning because there is a purpose that he has for you. Norm rose this morning after having a pacemaker put in on Thursday. That's 3 days. He's back to tip-top condition. I smile every Sunday morning when I see John Hubbard walk in, knowing he's not feeling his best. 95. And he still makes it in. JW, 98, still makes it in. Charlene, having spinal surgery, not once, not twice, 3 times. Sounds like a Lionel Richie song, right? Three times and she's here. Made it up. the stoops to still deliver the reading for us this morning. It's not anything that we've done that God has chosen us, but because we humble ourselves and we strive to do what he's called us to do. Every one of us is in here this morning. Every one of us is up moving around this morning because we've put God first as he's put us first. So try not to compare yourself to anybody else. Try not to compare the works that have been done through you and by you to what is going on with somebody else. Realize we're all in this together. We're all fighting for that crown, striving for that crown of righteousness to be given to us on the last day. We're looking forward to hearing, "Well done." We're looking forward to our deeds not being counted against us because Christ, when everybody else left us, stood in the gap right there with us. There's no comparison to what God can do and will do for you if you give him the space. If we rely on our brothers and sisters, they will leave you in a heartbeat. They'll come back after they've seen what has happened to you. But in the midst of it going on, they're going to turn their back and they're going to leave. I know this. Why? Because I've been through it. You know it. Why? Because you've been through it. My brothers and sisters, we talk a good talk when our friends are going through. But until the fallout happens, when it's getting ready to happen, we kind of desert our loved ones, our so-called loved ones. But God, Christ Jesus, stands with you through it all. Y'all understand there are some things that should have taken us out, should have taken us over. We shouldn't even been here. Right? But you're here to tell about it because God was with you. I'm reminded all the time that the simplest things in surgery, the simplest things in a surgery can leave you lying on a cold slab. You're only here by the grace of God. So don't compare what somebody else is going through or what somebody else has done to what you're going through or what you're doing. There is no comparison what God can do. It's the word of God this morning for the people.